Anyone who has ever tried to become good at anything knows how important it is to learn the fundamentals and to practice them. Practice the right technique, practice the right way to say it, to do it, whether it's a sport or an art or a skill. Learning the fundamentals is a great way to start. But you know, there's a point where you have to sort of let go of the fundamentals and it just flows. You know, if you've ever played a sport where everything's just coming together and it just flows. Sure, the fundamentals are there, but you're not thinking about them. You're just in that flow. And there are times where you get stuck and the flow is not there and you have to return back to the basics, to go back and recover that discipline again so that you might find that flow. Today in the readings, we hear about this invitation to explore how is it that we take our faith to the next level, that it flows. And we hear how important it is to begin with the fundamentals of faith. Today, parents, we asked you to make a promise to train your children in the practice of faith. You asked for the possibility of building a foundation. And it is built on this foundation of learning how to love God, learning how to pray, and learning how to love our neighbors as themselves. And you will be training them in what you say and what you do in thousands of little ways, and sometimes in explicit ways. But ultimately, the foundations that we give in faith are simply that. They are foundations preparing us for the encounter with the giver of the law, with the one who invites us to an eternal life that can flow within us like the waters of baptism that these children will be immersed in, where the commandments fall away so that we might enter into the flow of this eternal love of God. Today we have this wonderful man. He is a good man who comes to Jesus with that question. Lord, what is it that I can do? What more can I do to inherit eternal life? What a wonderful question. This is a fella who, it seems, at least according to a Jewish way of life, he is truly living the good life. He is a good man. He loves his family. He follows the commandments. He has been successful, whatever his work is. He's become prosperous. He's become successful. He's someone that everybody should admire. And yet, there is something in him where he's saying it's not enough. Is there something more than just that, following the commandments and being good? Is there more to life than just that? There's something seems to be lacking. And so he goes to Jesus and he brings that question to him. Lord, is there something more to life than that? I remember when my brother turned 30 and we went out for dinner, and I asked him, now that you're 30, do you have a word of wisdom? And he said, I don't have a word of wisdom, but I have a question. He said, I am married. I have a beautiful child. We have a lovely home. I have a great job. He said, I've achieved the American dream, and I'm only 30. What should I do with the rest of my life? It's a question, you know, that despite all the prosperity, is there something more? And when he brings that question to Jesus, it says Jesus looked on him and he loved him. It's a genuine question that maybe we all face at some point. Is there something more? Or is it just about being good and following the rules? And Jesus says, I honor all the ways that you have been good. But if you want to inherit eternal life, I want you to do one more thing. I want you to give it all up. Give it all up. Your attachment to that need for those possessions or for that need to be good, whatever that is, let go of that. Surrender that to me, and I will show you a treasure that will be eternal, a treasure in heaven. And for whatever reason, that invitation, he wasn't ready yet. But that word of Jesus spoken into his heart, I believe, would stay with him. That at some point, we're all invited to hand something over. What is it we have to hand over to let go of so that we might receive that eternal life? And that word of God that Jesus spoke to that man, I believe, will continue to work in him. And I believe the same is true for us. When we're willing, out of our own questioning and need, are willing to go to the Lord with that question, Lord, what more is it that I need to do to inherit eternal life, to inherit that life that I'm desiring in my heart? God will plant a word in your heart. It may cost you something. In fact, it's going to cost you everything so that you might receive a life that really does last. Today we heard in the first reading that Solomon calls that wisdom. Seeking wisdom. He was willing to sacrifice everything for wisdom. But he says, and in return, I received other things. I received so many riches besides. So if we're willing to sacrifice our will, ourselves to the Lord, he promises us treasures, heavenly treasures, a life and blessing that will last. Today in baptism for these children, we celebrate that life, the goodness that we are called into to lead us to that eternal life, to be in that flow of eternal life.